From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The latest round of UN-sponsored talks on Syria's future are scheduled to get underway Thursday in Geneva. UN envoy Staffan de Mistura Wednesday was asked if he expected a breakthrough to end the nearly six-year war.
Am I expecting a breakthrough? No, I'm not expecting a breakthrough. But I'm expecting and determined for keeping a very proactive momentum.
He said those trying to end the bloodshed are trying to outpace what he called the spoilers bent on derailing the process. These are the first political talks involving the government and opposition in nearly a year. Mideast Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said much has changed since then.
Syria is now a different ballgame, and the United Nations and the UN representative is standing still in its old place. That particular organization hasn't moved. It is becoming increasingly irrelevant.
He said new realities on the ground cannot be taken care of in Geneva. The opposition spokesman, Salem El Meslid, said they are looking for direct talks with the government.
We came hoping to see something positive for the Syrian people here in Geneva. We don't want this round to be like the last one. We want this one. We request and we want direct talks. Direct negotiation.
He said he hopes this fourth round will involve serious negotiations on a political transition. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned Wednesday that 20 million people in four countries face famine unless the international community responds.
Famine is already a reality in parts of South Sudan. Unless we act now, it is only a matter of time until it affects other areas and other countries.
The UN has declared South Sudan, Somalia, Yemen, and the northeast part of Nigeria on the brink of famine in the next 6 months and called for a staggering $4.4 billion by the end of March. This is VOA News.